Fiducia, What is Truth? By Sue Lee Daniel Johnson. Copyright 2112 by Genesis 2112 Productions, San Francisco, California, all rights reserved. Fiducia. The group of students followed the guide to the steps of the large building. It was a 45-story building made entirely of large gray stone blocks. The building was for the most part featureless, except for several long, narrow, three-story windows that were recessed into its surface. Above the first floor entrance, an inscription in large letters was chiseled into the stone. It read, Servite Verum, Serve the Truth. Atop the building was a large analog clock with Roman numerals. A group was composed of around 60 high school students in assorted dress. A young boy mimicked a praying monk, looking up into the heavens, and a few girls smiled. The guide was dressed in a dark business suit with a colorful tie. He led them up the top of the stairs, then stood facing them in front of the large lobby doors. Addressing the group, he began.
Welcome to Fiducia,
he said.
Fiducia is a city-state, he said. Does anyone know what a city-state is? He asked.
It means it's a country,
said a short boy with red hair.
Yes, the man said. Although it is only a city, it is independent of any other country in the world. It has its own laws and governing body. It exercises no control over any other country, and it cannot be controlled by any other country.
He turned and pointed to the building behind them.
Although Fiducia performs many functions and services in the world, this is the heart of Fiducia. This is the Hall of Truth. Fiducia exists for one purpose and one purpose only, he said. It exists to certify the validity of information. In the early 21st century, the world was plagued with disinformation. The communications revolution and mistrust in traditional media pushed people to put more credibility in alternate information sources, such as social media. During those days, anyone could publish and propagate any information they wanted in any way they wanted. Inevitably, human nature led to the exploitation and distortion of information for personal motive. During those days, it was possible to manipulate facts to create pretty much any reality you desired. Over time, people began to lose trust in facts. It was a time of great despair and delusion. Authoritarianism and religious fervor led to great instability in many societies. Motivated by the desire to have some type of stability, people were willing to give up their personal freedom for the hope of having something stable and consistent. The two things most responsible for the creation of Fiducia were the Great Pandemic and the usurping of several governments by religious cults. These, in their way, led to many years of death and suffering, along with the creation of several oppressive authoritarian regimes. This led to famine and death, as well as extreme restrictions on personal freedom and rampant abuse of power. After the Great Revolution of 2034, the world was ready for change. It needed a new solution. It knew it never wanted to go back to the regimes they had just overthrown. The world was for once united on this and discussed solutions for several years. The solution that they arrived at was Fiducia. It began as an idea and soon changed into a regulatory process. Finally, it evolved into this global city you see in front of you. Fiducia is truly its own city. It is both a city and an independent state. It is not part of any country. No country in the world has power over it. It exercises no power over any country. For hundreds of years, the large religions have had their regulatory centers. For Islam, there is Mecca. For Mormonism, there is Salt Lake City. For the Catholic faith, there is the Vatican City. These cities exercise influence and control over their respective faiths. Fiducia is not concerned with any religion. It represents all faiths and sees each one as having province over their specific religious matters. Fiducia is not concerned with temporal matters either. It has no material or political aspirations. Everything it needs or desires is provided by the countries of the world. It is maintained and protected by the countries of the world. Fiducia exists for one reason, and for one reason only, fact. Fiducia exists to regulate fact. It exists to ensure that information provided to every person in the world is 100% factual. It exists to serve the entire world equally. It exists to ensure that information is not corrupted for personal gain. It exists so that no matter what anyone wants to accomplish, the information it puts out is always 100% factual. This is the case for a country, state, government, organization, or even for an individual. Fiducia makes no moral distinction and has no political bias. It does not measure the values of specific countries, but only regulates its use of information, ensuring that it is always completely factual. Having said this, fiducia is much more than a regulatory organization. It is an entire belief structure. It pursues its mission aggressively and uncompromisingly. Its citizens take their mission very seriously and are suited completely to the role they fulfill.
He opened one of the large doors and led the group into a wide-open lobby. The group of students followed him in. They all gathered in front of a very large torch mounted on a large pedestal.
"This is Veritas," he said, "the beacon of truth. It was lit at the founding of the city, and it has never gone out since. It will continue to burn incessantly while this state exists."
They followed him through a large set of double doors that opened into a large carpeted hallway. It led to a large room covered by glass on one side. Outside the glass was a large cathedral-like room. It was a very large and open area, as far as the eye can see.
"This is the observation gallery," the man said. "Below is the main floor of the auditing room."
The students moved to the glass and looked at countless people, all dressed in identical robe-like uniforms, working at terminals. There were no dividing walls between them, but they were interspersed generously.
"Here is where all the information of the world is processed and audited for being factual. Before it is certified for distribution, every piece of information is given a rating for factual acuity."
"Everything?" a boy with a crew cut asked.
"Everything that is submitted," the man said.
"We are not a regulatory organization that makes judgments on how the information is to be used. Our role is only to certify how factual it is."
He held up a circular crest on a metal background.
"How many of you have seen this certification?" he asked.
Everyone raised their hand.
"Once the information is processed, it gets a rating if it meets our baseline threshold and is marked with our crest." "How much information do you process?"
asked a young woman holding a notebook.
"On a normal day, about 327 exabytes of data every second," he said. "Does everyone use your system?"
asked one teacher.
"Our service is completely voluntary," he said. "It's a matter of establishing credibility. Most government organizations, financial institutions, and media outlets use us. All but three countries in the world are audited by us."
"Can you snoop on my posts?"
a young boy in a brown coat asked.
"We don't make that determination. We are not here to spy on you or anyone else. We are concerned merely with fact-checking large volumes of data. Generally, we don't get requests of that nature, unless there may be cases of information abuse on social media systems. Either way, we are not concerned with the content, other than certifying it to be factual. We do not report on the nature of the content or its political implications. If your organization has signed up with our auditing, the auditing is between Fiducia and you. All we do is put a digital rating on it. The content remains hidden to anyone but you."
The same boy asked again.
"How can we trust you?"
The group began to laugh.
"Yes, that is a valid point," the man said. "It really is a matter of trust. This is why we have taken extreme measures to combat any possible sources of corruption. Simply put, all corruption is motivated by personal desire. We have done all that we can to take the personal desire out of the equation. Fiducia is a state which has no needs. It is supported and protected by the other countries of the world. It gets the same benefit no matter how much or how little work it does. Its only function is auditing facts, so it has no other ambitions. In fact, all its auditing efforts are in themselves audited. There are so many safeguards and audits built into the process that it is virtually impossible for anyone to do something nefarious without being caught.
During the early days of the city, it became apparent that in order to avoid corruption and infiltration by the outside governments, its citizens needed to remain distinct and separate from the outside world. Its citizens limit their interaction with the outside. Many of them have been genetically altered to remove any tendencies towards desire.